Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Beverly Boyd, Executive Director over at Wawa and Area Victim Services and a member of the Seniors at Risk Committee. So this is the first Town Talk of December. This is holiday season. It's that time of year.
It is that time of year, and it's that time when we're all scurrying about trying to find something suitable for everyone on our shopping list. And that could include an elderly loved one, maybe a parent or an aunt or uncle, or maybe even a friend. These folks may be physically active and mentally alert, or perhaps they may suffer from dementia or a physical disability. As you would with anyone you are purchasing a gift for, you need to consider what the needs and wants of the individual are. It is my experience that as people get older, they no longer need nor want a new little knick-knack or some kind of household appliance. And so the Seniors at Risk Committee has done a little bit of research into what kinds of things an elderly person may want. These can range in cost from very high to very low, high-tech to low, or maybe even no-tech, and maybe something personal to something they and others in the house can use. So here are a few of the things I would consider giving someone I care for. So if the person has internet in their home and maybe a computer, something they might really enjoy is a Google Home or an Echo or similar device. Especially if the person has mobility issues, they could easily tell Google or Alexa to play music of a certain genre or even a specific song without getting up from their chair. They can ask her to set an alarm, set a timer. They can interact with the device by asking it such things as, "Hey Alexa, tell me a joke," or ask them a question and get the answer. "What year was the first moonwalk?" Personally, I think they're a lot of fun, and sometimes we spend quite a long time just trying to come up with questions for Alexa to answer. Also, if you have internet, you may want to consider a digital photo picture frame. The cost can be quite high, but various pictures can rotate through the screen, bringing back great memories. A low-cost alternative might be a photo album filled with some pictures of their best memories. This gives people an opportunity to sit and look at the album together and just reminisce. A similar item would be a photo blanket. Favorite photos printed onto a blanket that can provide them with warmth and love. You can also purchase photo puzzles, customized puzzles using personal photographs. If you select a larger puzzle with a low number of pieces, the senior may be able to easily manipulate them. Music plays such an important role in many of our lives, so filling up an MP3 player or iPod or whatever might be out there these days with some of their favorite songs, or if they own a cell phone, add music to the phone for them and teach them how to use it. Some clothes that might be considered: safe, non-slip heeled slippers, warm leggings or long underwear, a sweater with pockets and without buttons for easy on and easy off, or a warm vest also with pockets. Maybe something a little festive for the season. There are a number of websites out there that cater to folks with disabilities, and you can order adaptive clothing. A quick look through the internet will provide you with some alternatives. Now, just like for the rest of us, food is always welcome. Perhaps a tin of homemade Christmas biscuits, prepared meals, frozen in individual or small portions that can be easily slipped into the oven or microwave, or maybe even a gift certificate for a local restaurant, and you may want to consider adding a "I'll take you out to lunch" to go with it. As we think about gift certificates, manicures and pedicures and hairstyling or massages are something we would all like, no matter what our age or mobility. Gift cards for some of the local businesses might also be very welcome. In addition, we could consider giving people personal gift certificates with promises that will be kept. "I will come and wash your windows in April. I will paint the bathroom for you in May." These are chores that people may want to have done around their home, and they can no longer do them on their own, and so are much appreciated, and can be very low cost to the giver, mostly time and effort. Some other safety ideas: motion-activated LED lights, ice picks to go on a cane, a lovely stylish caddy that can be placed onto a walker for carrying personal items. How about a Project Lifesaver bracelet that you can get from the Alzheimer's Society here in Wawa for anyone who might be in danger of wandering? Whatever your price range or ideas, take some time to do a bit of research into suitable items for seniors. A quick search on the internet will give you some great ideas. And some of the things that are going on in Wawa this December that you might want to do with a friend is the Goose Nest Market happening this weekend, or the Santa Claus Parade on December the 17th. The Festival of Lights is ongoing, and of course we have our ice candle celebration, and there is also functional fitness classes. Just take some time to see what's going on around our community and maybe invite a senior to go with you. The Senior at Risk Committee wants to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas and a safe Christmas and a happy new year.
Once again, that is Beverly Boyd, Executive Director of Wawan Area Victim Services and a member of the Seniors at Risk Committee, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings here on Jam FM.